Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Yaqulu an-nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ad-deenu nasiha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that deen or the religion is purity, or the deen is sincerity, or the deen is sincere advice. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has a book, 100 Pieces of Advice, where he advises the Muslim 10 ways to acquire Allah's love, 10 ways to be patient and avoid sins, 10 ways to be patient during calamities, 10 benefits of lowering your gaze, 10 ways sins are expiated, 10 barriers between the slave and his Lord, 10 reasons knowledge is not put into action, 10 ways to open your heart, 10 ways to protect against evil, 10 ways to protect against the plots of the shaytan. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we begin. عَشْرَةُ أَسْبَابٍ تُجْلِبُ مَحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. 10 ways to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servants, especially those who are God conscious and those who are in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servants, everything and everyone loves him. To the hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى إذا أحب عبدا نادى جبريل فقال إني أحب فلانا فأحببه فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي في السماء فيقول إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض. The narration here that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant, he calls upon Jibreel and he says, verily I love this person, so I love him. So Jibreel loves him. And then he, Jibreel alayhi salam, calls the inhabitants in the heavens, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this individual, so I love him. And then all of the people in the heavens, or all of the inhabitants in the heaven, love him. And then acceptance is placed for him on earth. Now, 10 ways to acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Number one, first, recite the Quran with reflection and understand its meaning and what is intended by it, like a book that someone memorizes in order to explain the author's intention to others. Now know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran for you and I not only to read it, not only to attain the hasanat through recitation, rather it is to apply, it is to understand, and it is to live by the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mentioning this with the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his beautiful names and attributes, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a loving Lord, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite his word, so you can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in the Quran states, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not ponder upon the book of Allah, or upon their hearts is their locks? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. That do they not ponder upon the Quran? If it was to be from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have found many, many deficiencies or differences or contradictions. So the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the truthful speech of Allah. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who was more truthful in speech than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you reflect upon it and you understand its meaning. Just like if a person had given you a wasiyah, a bequest, or somebody has instructed you a piece, some advice, or had given you some commandments from somebody important, your father, for example, your grandfather has written a document and he's asked you for you to fulfill some duties, to pay the bills, for example, to do this, to buy this, sell this. And then when he sees you after many years and he says, did you apply this? Did you do this? Did you do that? And you say, no, but I respected this letter and I held it in high esteem and I protected it, but I didn't fulfill any of them. What's the reason of reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are not fulfilling that which is mentioned in the book of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to pray and establish the prayer. It is upon us to establish the prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to give in charity, and it is upon us to give in charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to be dutiful to our parents and be obedient to them, and not even say the word of uff in esteem. statement of displeasure. So we should apply this, and of course everything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those who attain and acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.